that Charlamagne.
Some donkey today's just saw themselves.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for it.
Comic donkey. I never heard old donkey the other day. What is it? Comic donkey. Say it again, Charlamagne. I'm a
donkey. Yes. You are a donkey. So I'll show you how
to act a donkey. Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Yes, donkey today for Monday, January 22nd goes to the Charlotte Mecklenburg School District in Charlotte, North Carolina. Salute to the 704. Drop on the clues bombs for the Queen City, man. I love Charlotte. I haven't been to Charlotte in a long time. I'm definitely coming to Charlotte on my book tour when I drop my third book upon your head top. Or whatever the hell Drake be saying. But today, Charlotte Mecklenburg School District has to get the biggest hee-haw because they're playing with people who shouldn't be played with, and those people are teachers. Drop on the clues bombs for some of the greatest public servants the world has ever seen, public school teachers. Okay? The most overworked, underpaid, underappreciated folks in our society. These people received something from the Charlotte Mecklenburg School District that they should have received a long time ago, and they should receive often. And that something is a bonus, okay? Yes, 225 high school teachers received a bonus of $1,250. That's $50 more than the STEMIs folks got for COVID, okay? And well-deserved. Look, my mother was a high school English teacher for many years in the Berkeley County School District in South Carolina, so I understand the need for a bonus for these high school English teachers, and the teachers got one. But as the Charlotte Mecklenburg School District, giveth the Charlotte Mecklenburg School District taketh away. Let's go to Queen City News for the report, please.
More than 200 high school English teachers in CMS will now have to pay back money due to a payroll error. Well, in a statement, CMS leaders say 225 teachers received a recruitment bonus in the amount of $1,250. The bonus, however, was intended for teachers who are new to a critical shortage teaching area, which the district says was just an unfortunate oversight. Teachers now have to be able to have the option of repaying the bonus in a lump sum from their February check to be able to repay the money over 3 months. Now, CMS says impacted teachers will, however, receive a separate $200 monthly retention bonus.
They want the whole Black History Month check. Why y'all playing with them people like that? Why y'all playing with them teachers like that? An extra $1,250 is a game changer. An extra $1,250 can give folks some much needed relief in regards to their bills, food, rent. Hell, how about an extra $1,200 might allow you to get some R&R? A little rest and relaxation. You might be able to go get a massage or a new wig installation. Your nails and feet done. All I know is an extra $1,250 is a lot of money for everyday working class people, especially teachers. And then to send these people an email from a district HR letting them know that $1,250 will be deducted from their next paycheck? My God.
Damn.
That's cruel and unusual punishment. And then you send another email saying teachers will have the option to repay the money in a lump sum in February or spread it over 3 months. Well, let me ask you a question, Charlotte Mecklenburg School District. Where in the hell are teachers supposed to get the money to pay y'all back? I did some research, and by research, I mean I did my Googles, and the average high school teacher's salary in Charlotte, North Carolina is $63,800 as of December 27th, 2023. But the range typically falls between $51,700 and $79,300. You already know Uncle Sam getting half of that. Okay, so all I'm saying is these English teachers don't have $1,250 to pay back. All right, most of these teachers are already budgeting anyway. Every dollar is accounted for. Now they have to add another bill to the budget. These teachers are already paying light bills and gas bills and streaming service bills and phone bills, childcare bills, I'm sure, student loans. Now they got to pay y'all back because y'all made a mistake. Nah, man, I don't understand how these burdens always fall on we the people. Okay, if you made a mistake and gave me a bonus I wasn't supposed to receive, then you got to eat that. Especially when the bonus that was given to people who actually deserve it. 225 teachers getting $1,250 a piece equates to $281,250. Now, I could be wrong, but I did some Googles, and it says the school that school district, Charlotte Mecklenburg School District, has a budget of $2.1 billion. I don't know if that's true. Okay, I'm just telling you what I Googled. And I don't even know if this is where that money came from. But $281,250 is nothing and it shouldn't be nothing for the people who shape the character, caliber, and future of our kids. When I say that $281,250 is nothing, I mean it's nothing if you have a budget of $2.1 billion. And once again, if it's going to the people who shape the character, caliber, and future of our kids, meaning the teachers, let them have it. Please let Remy Ma give the Charlotte Mecklenburg School District the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Really grinds my gears this morning, man. Them teachers are more than deserving of a bonus. God bless them if they get an extra $1,250 in their paycheck. Eat that, Charlotte Mecklenburg School District. Don't make them pay that back.
Now let's open up the phone lines. Let's go. 800-585-1051. Is this foul? The fact that you're going to give the teachers a bonus, a well-deserved bonus, the fact that they need the bonus, and then after, what, 5 days later, you take the bonus back and say, hey, we're going to take it back from you in a lump sum, $1,250, or we're going to break it down into payments?
That's horrible.
And like Charlamagne said, Christmas just happened, so I'm sure some of them had to pay off some of their Christmas bills.
That's horrible.
Some of their Christmas gifts that they had to buy their kids,
that's
or
horrible.
I'm sure some of their students. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Let's open up the phone line. Should the teachers have to pay this money back?
No.
Or should the Charlotte Mecklenburg School District just have to eat it?
Eat it.
Now, it's funny. They find money for everything else.
Eat it.
They need something. They find money. They need a new gym. They find money.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about this school district.
I don't know,
generalizing.
But people usually find money. When they people need money, they find money.
I get what you're saying, but we don't know. I don't know about these people's situation.
All right, but let's
adding stuff. Okay. Somebody in Charlotte right now, how would you be? We ain't buy no gym. Okay. Didn't be on the radio say we bought a gym. We didn't buy no damn gym. All right, now you got to stop.
All right, all right.
You might say it.
All right, you right. 800-585-1051. We're asking, should the teachers have to give back the money? That is the question. Should the Charlotte Mecklenburg School District just have to eat it? That is the question. 800-585-1051. I hate you, yo. That's why I don't like you. That's what the lady said earlier. You don't show enough empathy. You're not nice.
I like the Kiki. Okay, I'm gonna get me a Kiki.
Yeah, I know you're gonna get you a Kiki. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.